Otis Jackson Jr. is from Oxnard, California, and he records for Stone's Throw Records. He calls himself Mad Lib, but that's not his only name. He records under several aliases, including DJ Rels, Yesterday's New Quintet, and as a cartoon Martian with a helium-pitched voice named Quasimodo. Mad Lib rolled through town here in Toronto to promote his new album, The Further Adventures of Lord Quaz, and to do a show with the Stone's Throw team at the Opera House. The next day, we met up at a record store, popped into a cab, and I took a ride around the city with one of the most prolific producers in hip-hop today.
This one is hot and sizzling.
Oh, Mad Lib, comes old Willie. Quasimodo, watch out.
Mad Lib,
beat conductor.
It's just a description.
Hey, yo,
it's the champion sound, at least half of it.
What's going on?
Nada. Just got done buying some records and things out here. Just did my show. About to go do an insto.
What kind of stuff are you going to bust out at the insto?
I'm going to play all exclusive beats, stuff you ain't never heard. It's all instrumentals. It's crazy. I just make beat CDs every week, like 100 beats. And, you know, I got like a gang of those. You know what I mean? So I was just going to play some stuff y'all ain't heard.
What producers influenced you coming up?
Cats like Marley Marl, The Bomb Squad, 45 King. On the West Coast, we had DJ Pooh, Dre back in the days, you know, like Muggs.
When you remixed the Blue Note record, were those guys around? Were those jazz guys around?
Nah, it's probably, you know what I'm saying, at home doing their new music. People think they're not doing music, but they still doing their thing, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, they heard all the music. All I did was remix the stuff that they did for Blue Note in the 60s and 70s, and I sent it to each artist to see if they liked it. All of them gave me shouts on that one.
That's a dope album, man. It's a really sweet album. The J-Lib joint, I mean, I'm fascinated with how this came about. You grabbed some JD beat tapes, mm-hmm. And what did you do with them?
It helped me write my lyrics. When I hear his beat tapes, I can't even write to my beats. So when I heard his beat tape, I just something I felt in it. I felt, so I just recorded songs, and those were the demos that I had, like over his beats. And he heard them, and then from there, I went to go work on his solo album, and then we just connected, and now we working on 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, so there's more J-Libs coming. Are they
more Mad Villains? Everything you heard is extensions to.
So, the movie Scratch, the documentary. Are you? You got a cameo in that? I think I. Were you
in
that?
I haven't seen that movie. Somebody said.
I think you're in it, man.
I was at Cuber's house, and I think they filmed that day when I was over there.
Yeah.
Cut Chemist and all them cats.
Do you know those guys? You know Chemist? Do you know Shadow?
Yeah. I went to Brazil with Chemist. I think I was Shadow at the club.
Who do you think's got a better record collection, you or Shadow?
Probably the Loop Digger. My homie.
Brazil. You did some Azimucha stuff. I got some of that. What do you think? What's so great about Brazil? What's the sound from Brazil like?
Happy, feel-good music. You know what I'm saying? It's not too stressful. It's just simple melodies, nice rhythms, and just make you feel good.
Sunny, kind of samba style.
Or even some gritty funky, like, don't sleep. Brazil got every style, just like we have every style. Or Canada, or you know, Canada.
Yeah.
Canadian, I was about to say, Canada, you know what I'm saying?
Canadian, I know. Canadian, yeah, exactly. Was there an after party last night? What'd you guys do?
Oh, man, got some. Actually, I got like a couple hours of sleep. Like two hours of sleep.
Stone's Throw. That's got to be a great label to be on.
It's not.
What do you think?
Stone's Throw ain't all what you think. I'm playing, yes, it's lovely.
You get approached by majors?
I have people like, man, stop messing with them little dudes and come over here and get this money. Yeah, you know, but whatever. Before I do that, I'll have my own label. Before I go to a big label, it's not even about that anymore. I've seen what I can do, and it's better to just have your own label.
The Neptunes. There was some talk on the J-Lib record about the Neptunes. Wasn't there like some clone mentality? Was there any disses for the Neptunes on that?
Nah, I like the Neptunes actually. Ain't nobody dissing. Dilla gets we all. Neptunes is tight.
Yeah, you got a BBE coming out.
B Generation. Okay.
Is that you produced it? You got MCs on it or what?
Yeah, just, I produced the whole shit. Got a couple cats, you know, Common, AG, De La Soul, Quasimodo, Mimi D, everybody.
What's up with Quaz? Where's he at? Yeah,
this is his last album. Quaz is probably with my girl right now. We don't get along right now, you know what I mean? Probably the last album.
No, that was the last Quaz?
Go pick it up.
I know, I will. The last Quaz. How do you get the voice? Where does Quaz get that high-pitched voice?
Just messing with the tape speed, like King Tubby and Prince and all them cats before me, you know what I mean?
It's like a...
No effect, it's just messing with the tape.
It's messing with it. What do you mean tape time?
Basically, I have to rap like... Quasimodo got so much soul. Let me speed it up. Quasimodo got so much soul. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's very hard to do. Rap slow. But it doesn't seem like I'm rapping slow, right?
No, it doesn't. And it, yeah, no shit. I thought it was just an effect that you run through, like, some Pro Tools or something. Old school influences.
Old school.
Old school influences. We talked about that, I guess. We talked about the old school influences. We talked about Wolf.
Crush.
What do you think of the sound from the South? Like
Orange Crush. Oh,
you like the South guys? Like,
yeah, man. Get drunk with that shit, get crunk up in the club. But when I go home, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Party with some girls and, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Crunk it up. It's fun when you fade it.
When you what?
But when I'm doing music, I ain't trying to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, I like that stuff when I'm partying.
Dizzy Rascal, you know him? UK?
Yeah, that's the homie.
What's the hottest instrumental right now?
I say that shit I did for Ham and Nilla.
For who?
Ham and Nilla.
Who's that?
Hammer and Vanilla Ice. Ham and Nilla.
Ham and Nilla.
You ain't heard
I
that?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's coming. People think they fell off. It's coming.
It's coming. On Stones?
The instrumental's tight though, besides it, the lyrics is like, you know. Look out for that, Ham-Manila.
Ham-Manila.
Actually, I don't know. There ain't no one instrument I like. It's too many things. What's your favorite instrument? In the world, like.
In the world.
Right.
See, it's hard. Shadowboxing?
It's hard. You know?
Shadowboxing?
Jizza?
I found that Ann Peebles.
Yeah.
Where do you get a lot of your, like, lyrics from?
It's life fixes and hearing people talking to me or just hanging out. Everybody's always trying to say something to me, so I'm listening to people's problems or something I went through. A lot of that shit I went through, but yeah, whatever. Oops.
So you're from Oxnard.
Oxnard?
You're an Oxnard? Nerd?
No, Oxnard, homie.
Canada. Oxnard. It's the same.
Oxnard. I was like, call me a nerd, homie.
No, okay, man.
Oxnards.
Oxnard.
That's where I was born.
Where is that?
That's where I was burned.
Burned? where is that exactly?
It's nowhere. No, I mean, it's like an agriculture place.
Is it?
Like a lot of fruits and strawberries and vegetables and things. It's not really a music scene. Actually, they're trying to build a music scene, but when I was living there, it was not really a music scene. I was looked at as weird and shit, wearing my clock around my neck and my... raccoon hat and everything.
Was you, that's how you were doing it?
Or like, yeah, or you know what I'm saying? Or West Coast style, whatever. You know
what I mean? Okay, let's wrap this up. I'm with Madlib in a cab in Toronto, heading to a record store.
No, you're the beat conductor.
The beat conductor.
No, you're the loop digger, homie.
The loop digger.
I'm me and my Miller, homie.
Ham Manila. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Sun Ra. Let's just talk about Sun Ra. This guy's on some shit. Like
Adventures of Lord Quaz, 27 tracks, all types of things up on.
It's all types of joints.
Psychedelic hip hop. Sun RZA.
Are you channeling this guy?
I do my free jazz, like, yeah, you can meditate into some different things. We get to the fourth dimension. We don't know about all that stuff yet, though. Everybody's on that day to day, so we'll see about that later.
That fourth dimension. All right, dope. Madlib.
If you like my stuff, go pick up Sun Ra. Maybe you'll like it. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you like Quasimodo, Melvin Van Peebles, who did the Sweetback movie and all that, you know, he's the fourth member of Quasimodo, and I'm producing his new album. So it's going down.
Any last words?
Shipping. That's all that life is.
Dope. Thanks, Madlib.
All right, thank you. Chipping.
chipping. That's all that life is.